The Novos.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, everyone. I'm so excited to be here, ready to go for a beautiful little bit of rain day. How's everyone going?
A rain day, Greco.
Yeah, look at the smile on her face. You couldn't wipe it off if you had a million smile wiping off tissue things.
Well, brilliant.
You know what I heard yesterday, for today as well? It's a good day today to be a duck, isn't it? How good's it to be a duck? Oh, all right. Everyone's a critic. Yeah. Is this thing on? Hello.
Yeah, you know we're on the radio, right?
Yeah, I do know that. Morning, Jess, how are you?
Morning. I'm good, thanks.
That's the way. What did you get up to yesterday? Anything exciting?
No, not at all.
Stephen?
Not really for me either.
Kath?
Gym, Fortnite.
Gym. Ooh, okay.
Had a big Fortnite session, actually.
Did you now?
Solid 4 hours.
Did you? 4 hours?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Did you? Yeah. You're in those, like, ranked games, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did you, like, get yourself up the rankings?
No. I'm still stuck at Platinum 2. I've been there for a long time now.
Oh, that's...
I got to Platinum 3, and then I went back to Platinum 2.
Oh, sounds that's... like you need a better teammate. Sign me up. I've got the new PlayStation. I'm ready to learn.
I am happy to learn you.
And that
you
right there
you
is correct grammar. And that's what we're all about here at New FM. There'll be plenty more of it throughout the show.
Can you tell we're tired? We are crawling to the weekend, aren't we? Oh, dear.
It's going to be a cracker of a show. Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So, guys, whenever it rains on, I think it's Turton Road near the Waratah Primary School, there must be this, like, blocked drain there, because I call it the unofficial Waratah swimming pool. Always fills straight up, right? It's just near the corner. And without fail, it just like I said, must fill up straight away as soon as it rains. And I was driving past yesterday on the way to get something from Kmart, and bang, somebody got smashed by the splash.
Oh.
Every time, because it's right on the corner. You don't really see it coming in, like down from the railway station.
Yeah.
And you just see like that wave of water go up. It's like we're watching the surfing championships at Bar Beach.
So did you splash someone?
No. Because I know it's there. That's like one of my routes. I'm going all the time. I always slow down when it rains. But if you're unsuspecting, you come around that corner, just drive normal speed, you're going to put the huge splash wave up. They need to do something about it. Someone needs to get in with the Drano or something, because it fills up every time.
Or at least a polite lifeguard or something. You know,
that would be responsible. I thought every swimming pool had to have one around Newcastle. Well, I've seen no one in the uniform. That needs to be changed.
It would be such a City of Newcastle thing to have a lifeguard instead of fixing the problem.
Well, yes, I agree with that.
The old Band-Aid solution. We love it, don't we?
Taro Bridge, anyone? It's going to be a great Friday, everyone. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, AGL has been told to find their checkbook.
They sure have. $6 million they have to pay after they were found yesterday in the federal court to have not delivered standby power when they definitely could have. This happened between September 2018 and August 2020 at their Bayswater power station here in the Hunter Valley, also at their power station in Victoria. AGL went to court yesterday with the Australian Energy Regulator. The court was told that apparently important frequency switches were turned off at the power stations at a time when AGL could have provided some pretty important contingency power. And I guess if we think back to 2018, 2019, it was pretty hot. We were in drought. So we would have really needed that extra power.
And now, I'm reading a little bit more here that they were paid to take care of that power. Do we know how much they were paid for it?
Don't know.
Interesting. Because I wonder if the $6 million... Is that just like
if they got paid $25 million?
That's right. There's $6 million. True. Like, exactly. Anyway, that's for, what do you call it? Further investigation. I'll get right on it.
Yep, you do that. I don't have time.
That's fine. That's fine. I own a magnifying glass. That's how all investigation's done.
I'm sure it is. I think there's a bit more. Anyway, we'll change the pace a little bit. The Matildas launched their Asian qualifiers last night. How'd they go in Perth, Jess?
They won 2-0.
Up the Tillies.
So good. This is the first of 3 games that they're doing over the next couple of days for those Asian qualifiers. As you said, the first part of their run to try and get qualified for the Olympics next year. Our local girls, Claire Wheeler and Emily Van Egmond, they were awesome last night. Claire Wheeler was a standout. She didn't get to play in many of the World Cup games, so it was nice to see her on the field. Emily Van Egmond played the full 90-odd minutes as well. 20,000 fans were over in Perth as well at the stadium, which is awesome.
It doesn't hold more than that, I'm telling you now.
You've been there, Stan.
Yeah, there's people are getting
in like sardines.
They're jumping fences and stuff, I'm telling you. It doesn't hold that much. I know how they've got 20,000 in there. But
some on the roof.
It's good to see that Tilly's fever is still, you know, well and truly live and thriving in Australia.
Hot, exactly. Definitely running hot. Exactly. Oh, very exciting. Hopefully they keep doing well. Is what we say around here.
Got a couple more games. Philippines and Chinese Taipei next.
Come on! You're waking up with the Novos, and of course, a full news update coming up just at 6 o'clock here at New FM. For the Novos, here at 105.3 New FM.
And family, I'd never be one to, I guess, incite panic buying, especially after the great bog roll incident of 2020.
Oof, you know, that was
shelves,
bad.
Yeah, they were bare and they were barren, and it was hard to get the supplies people needed, right?
Mm.
But that being said, run, do not walk to your local supermarket because bananas could be going extinct. Read the room, Crevo. This is serious.
Oh, sorry,
Playing something like that. So, I mean, each year, this is a crazy number. Humans worldwide eat over 100 billion bananas. That's outrageous.
That is actually a lot, isn't it?
Bananas, yeah.
Most of which is this type called Cavendish banana, the most common banana, of course.
Famous they are.
But perhaps not for long, because while Cavendish is the most popular, a fungal disease is threatening to wipe it off the face of the earth.
No way.
This is bad. Like, so there could be no more Cavendish.
Could be no more. So, I mean, me personally, I have 10 bananas a week. So, like, I'm
surprised you're not
going to lady fingers.
Well, I mean, I'm certainly doing my share of the 100 billion bananas or whatever it is every year. But, like, for me, I just like to eat bananas. But think about, like, banana bread never be the same.
Oh, yeah.
No, milk. Fruit salads will change forever. This is...
Okay, I'm really concerned. Banana Nesquik. What's going to happen there?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, this is an actual disaster. What are we going to... And this song. We'll have to change this song. We'll have to change some other dull fruit, like kiwi fruit. Won't have the same ring to it, will it?
Hang on, sorry, I just got
sidetracked. You can't change
back
that.
To the bananas.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was doing some research about this because I actually am quite panicked about it. I was thinking, what's going on here? And it looks like, I don't want to victim blame, but banana farmers are shooting themselves in the foot a little bit. It looks like, right? Because this has happened before. Cavendish is like over 50% of total bananas grown is, you know, comes down to the Cavendish. So a disease affecting them cripples the whole industry. Mm. But this happened to the Big Mike banana. Has anyone heard of Big Mike banana?
No.
Neither, because it was the banana of choice the first half of last century before disease completely wiped it out. Basically, farmers are thinking, they used to grow the Big Mike.
Yeah.
And then they've gone, oh, we can't grow that anymore. That's,
disease,
you know,
has come in.
Yeah, that's been eradicated. So what's the next banana that we can grow the most of per square metre? You know, they've basically gone, you know, what's the most cost-effective banana to grow? And all of them have jumped on the Cavendish. And now if that's in trouble, no one's going to survive again. We need to start spreading out the banana varieties.
Types. You know what? I'm all for that. Because to be fair, The ladyfinger, so much better than the Cavendish.
Is that a type of banana? I've never even heard of it.
It's the one with the little red tips on them.
Oh, the fancy one.
Yeah.
You've
got the breath loop. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have that ready. There we go.
Oh, you're a nice wicked, aren't you, Crevo? Well, for the battlers, like myself, you know, not like Mark Crevo, we could be affected by this banana shortage.
We'll be in all sorts of trouble.
Run, don't walk. Make sure you stock up now. Get the freezer full.
And your Nesquik, your banana Nesquik. Don't forget that. You're waking up with the Novos at New FM.
3, New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos 3 of a kind.
All right, get up and amongst it. This is your chance to win free stuff nice and early. So if I've got your attention, this is where we play 3 of a kind. We give you 3 things and you have to figure out what is the theme between those 3 things. If you can do that nice and quick, you win yourself, first of all, a car pass for up to 8 people to head and greet a drive-in. If you don't like the movie, you can slash the seats. Good gear from them. If you want to win that for free, all you got to do, call now, 4967-4105, plus in the draw for a family pass to Raging Waters as well, which is fantastic. Now, I've got a little example, Stephen versus Kath.
I'm excited.
So if you've never heard this game before and you're thinking, how does this work? Listen up. Right, here we go. I'll give you the 3 things. Your name's your buzzer, guys. All right, here we go. Siamese, tabby, tiger. Kath in so quick.
They are types of cats.
That is correct. Well done. See, if you heard that and went, I knew those were cats. I can do that cat thing. Call now, 4967-4105. You could win yourself the car pass to Head and Greet a Drive-In, plus in the draw for the family pass to Raging Waters Sydney.
Come on.
We'll be playing in just a couple of minutes. Call now, 4967-4105 here at New FM.
And it's Feel Good Friday, which means I'm going to tell you everything that's going on this weekend. Well, not everything, because that would take too long, but I'm definitely going to tell you about all the festivals.
Festival alert. Festival alert. Can't
wait. I like festival.
This is the Novos 3 of a kind.
All right, here we go. Your first chance to win nice and early here at New FM. Today up for grabs the Head and Greeter Drive-In. We've got the lovely 8-person car pass up for grabs. Plus, everyone that gets on here in the draw to go to Raging Waters Sydney. We've got the family passes for that. Let's meet our first contestant. We've got Amy and Curry. How's it going?
Good. How are you going?
Oh, never better. It's a feel-good Friday. You feeling confident?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sound confident. That's the way. That's the way.
Your words don't match your tone, Amy. Fingers crossed, you know, you can get the job done. Up against you, we do have a contestant in the form of Bo from Wickham. Hey, Bo, how's things?
Good, thanks.
Got much planned for your weekend, mate?
Nah, not much.
Oh, let's try and get you to the drive-ins, eh?
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's exciting in studio. We're all raring to go.
So is Bo.
Before we get into the game, we must test everyone's buzzer. Of course, your name is your buzzer. So, Amy, can you go first for me?
Amy.
Lovely. Bo, you're next.
Bo.
Yeah, perfect. First of two, best of three. First of two, best of three. Best of luck to both our contestants.
Oh,
let
Stephen,
me get that
you're
out
right.
quickly. Oh, my days. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. First one I've got for you. Off Arrogard Rid.
Amy.
Amy's Bo. Quickest there.
Insect spray.
Yeah, correct. I'll take that. Well done.
One on the board
to Amy. Off to an absolute flyer.
No pressure here, Bo, but you need this next one to stay in the game.
All right. We've got Fairy, Morning Fresh, Earth Choice.
Amy.
Amy's Bo. Quickest there again.
Is it washing powders?
I can't take washing powders. No. Bo, do you want to have a crack?
Dishwashing liquid.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Bang.
Congratulations, which means...
Creepo gets to pay suspense music.
Yeah. We all love the suspense music. It's a treat for us all, really, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. For all of Newcastle loves it.
All right, last one this morning. For all the chockies, we've got Python, Cobra, Viper.
Bang.
Oh, my God. That was so close.
That was a... What do you think, Kath?
I reckon Amy by, like, 0.01.
I was going to say the same. I think Amy started a fraction earlier.
Okay, Amy's got the chance here.
Types of snake.
Well done.
Oh, she's gone and done it.
Amy from Curry taking away all of the chockies, and by that I mean a pass, car pass, for up to 8 people to Head and Greta Drive-In, where if you don't like the movie, you can slash the seat, plus both of you in the draw for a family pass to Raging Water Sydney. Congratulations. Of course, it's back on Monday. If you thought, that seemed really fun, I want to go. Same time, same place here on UFM.
It's the weekend, so is there a festival? My word, there is.
Yes.
We need festival music, Creebo. You need to organise this.
What would you like?
Festival-i? Is that the multiple of festival?
Oh, good question.
You need to research that. Anyway, there's one on tonight, in fact. The Curry Curry Community Festival Spring Fair is happening at the Curry Curry Sports Ground from 4. It's free. There's lots of music, food, stalls and entertainment, and hopefully won't be washed out because it should be a good afternoon. Also happening tonight, we've got Marsha Hines performing the Pack in Cessnock.
Ooh, that's a bit flash.
I know. Stand Up With Pride Comedy Night is on at the Northern Star Hotel. That's part of the ongoing Pride Festival. Lots of events happening.
Lovely.
Over the weekend for them. And then there's a squillion Halloween parties happening.
Oh, of course there
the
is.
The biggest of which is at the Hamilton, appropriately named to get in this segment, Hammerween Fest.
Oh.
6 bands running from 6 p.m. They're raising money for What Were You Wearing, Australia. My pick of the markets for this weekend is the Twilight in Paris French Market. I thought you might like that one.
Greg. I do like that. I love French stuff.
That one's at the station from 3 p.m. tomorrow. Then on Sunday, Cessnock is where it's at.
Ooh, get out there.
I know. The annual Stomp Festival.
What is that? Yeah,
I've never heard of the Stomp Festival.
It's like a whole kind of, you know, everybody in Cessnock gets involved, but you actually stomp grapes. Like,
oh, that is fun.
Yeah, in Vincent Street. So you can go there and try all the local wines and food and all those kinds of things. There's about a kilometre worth of stalls and things going on, and in the middle of it you can stomp on grapes. It's awesome.
Wash your feet, please, before you go.
Well, if I want to drink that wine later.
And then if you go just down the road to Pocolbin, the Soul Festival is on. You can revive your vibe at Four Pines at the Farm. You know, get your tarot read and maybe buy some crystals and that kind of stuff.
Are you a big tarot person, Kath?
I have my own tarot cards. I can bring them in and read your own fortune right here on the
No, program. Thank you. Ignorance is bliss. I'd rather not know.
You don't want to know your future, Stephen. Not a big crystal ball guy?
No, I think, yeah, I'd rather not, though. I'd live my whole life in paranoia if I heard something I didn't like.
Or don't bring him in, Stephen's scared. All right, well, there you go. So much on. And, of course, we got some of this info online as well, don't we?
Yeah, we've got our own community switch up on the website, and I'll probably put my whole list up on just on a news post.
Oh, fantastic.
You need, like, a newsletter or something to go out.
Yeah, we should do that. We should send it to the Club 105 list.
Oh, that's a good idea. Making good use of that. I'm excited. Are you waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
Damn. The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
And Kath, off the back of yesterday's chat about click frenzy and all the spam email, I've got some news that might be comforting to you.
Oh, really?
Because Australia's Communication and Media Authority have slapped Uber with a fine worth almost $500,000 off the back of their spam emails. The investigation found that Uber sent more than 2 million marketing emails to customers on a single day in January, right? One day. This was based around some alcohol home delivery service thing they had running on. But these emails were without an unsubscribe feature on them.
Oh, you got to have that unsubscribe.
And were sent to more than 500,000 customers who had already unsubscribed from Uber emails.
Oh, that's a big naughty, isn't it?
Big naughty indeed.
But it's a little fine. Like, you know,
$500,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same thing as we were talking about the AGL fine before, right? How much money did they make out of sending that email?
Yeah, I don't know. $500,000 seems like a lot of money to me.
Well, so they start. Well, they send 2 million emails.
Yeah, correct.
So it's like 25 cents an email. Just calculated it in, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, they're naughty, aren't they?
Well,
very
although
naughty.
It is nice to see that ACMA's actually paying attention to anything else other than penalising radio announcers.
Well, at least it's a step in the right direction, isn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day.
We'll encourage them to do more.
More unsubscribe buttons. Make sure they're there. Check your emails. If you're getting like peppered with spam, make sure that unsubscribe is there.
All right, up next, I've brought me boots back into the studio.
And we need to have a conversation about this, Stephen.
It sounds like I'm getting an intervention. We'll talk about it next here on UFM.
Stephen, we need to stage an intervention.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. Now, we've already spoken previously on the show about your sneakers that are about to turn 10.
Yeah, we're very excited for that birthday.
Yeah, in fact, there's a little local cafe that wants to do a birthday party.
It's
separate issue.
Fantastic. Well, we actually might get you a new pair of shoes. But I've seen your football boots, and I'm sorry, but, mate, you need new boots. You really do.
Stephen is lifting them up here onto the desk.
Why do you guys think I need new boots? Because they still work. They still function as boots. They fit on my feet and they,
Toes are held together by, what is that, elastotape?
Yeah, it's like sports tape. Yeah, elastotape. Yeah. Basically, the whole boot is held together by elastotape. But it doesn't matter because it still works. And, like,
are they your lucky boots? Is this your argument?
This is what I was going to say. I'm in a bit of a purple patch of form when it comes to my five-a-side. Abysmal abilities. We're coming off winning the flag last year. We won the premiership, so.
And were you wearing those boots when you won said premiership?
Whole season wearing these boots. You can't just abandon boots like that.
Yes, you can.
I kicked like four goals in them this week. Like three the week before or something like that. I'm in form.
Like in soccer, four goals in one week is a lot, isn't it?
It's decent effort, yeah.
Like, what did the Tillies score overnight?
Oh, a bit different.
Two, I think?
Yeah.
I mean, who? This is pretty extraordinary.
Well, maybe if if Sam Kerr was wearing these boots, she'd be, who knows what she could achieve.
That's the thing. So what you're
saying? She's already one of the best players in the world, but I do.
Yeah, but imagine if she had the lucky boots with her. Imagine.
You know what? At first I was thinking, like, Kath, you got to throw those dirty old things out.
So I have a lucky cap. Right?
Yeah.
It's a Yankees cap because the Yankees are cool. And I have held it onto it for a very long time because it is lucky. It does bring me good luck.
Yeah.
But it's not broken. Those are broken.
But if your Yankees hat was to, God forbid, broke overnight, would you be happy just to part with it? You just throw it out?
Yeah.
Oh, what? It can't be that lucky then.
But, once it's broken, the luck's gone.
Well, clearly not. I'm still in good form.
Still scoring.
Held together by elastoplast.
I guess we're after is, lucky stuff, is it? Is that what we're getting towards?
Yeah, let's go and ask people what their lucky things are and whether or not they're broken.
Just defend me. I'm not crazy. You're allowed to have lucky boots. It's not a crime.
All right. Well, we'll go and find out whether people, agree with you that they have lucky things and it is actually, a thing that can happen.
All right. 4967-4105. Have you got a lucky thing like Stephen with the lucky boots? If you call up, you can go in the draw for Raging Waters Sydney passes. Now, these are awesome. A family pass to go. They've got over 40 slides. This is an amazing water park. If you haven't seen this, get around it. 4967-4105. What lucky item do you have?
I can't be the only superstitious person in Newcastle. I feel like I'm out on an island here. Help me out.
Or drop in like a partner or a friend or something if they've got some lucky thing hanging around. We'd love to hear Newcastle's lucky item stories and we'll get them on the show next here at New FM.
We are talking lucky things this morning because Stephen's boots, which he claims are lucky and I say are just broken, are completely covered in tape. So we thought we'd find out what other lucky things Novocastrians have. Before we go to the phones, though, Jess, you there?
I sure am.
Do you have any lucky things?
Well, I have this ring that I've worn, every day, day in, day out, in bed, in the shower for, years. Mm-hmm. Well before COVID, well before, I think probably in uni I started wearing it.
Say before COVID.
It just feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
I always feel really unlucky and odd if I don't wear it, so I feel like it must be lucky in some way.
So, yeah, you're understanding Stephen's boots is what you say.
I get it.
And you'd be welding that ring back together if it broke, wouldn't you, Jess?
Of course I would be.
Yes, there you go. Sometimes we need to get the DIY out and everyone and, do a bit of repair jobs on the fly. Nothing wrong with that.
I can't really judge your boots now, can I?
No, you cannot.
Certainly not.
He's done you in there. All right, to Rutherford, Trish, is it yourself or someone you know that's got a lucky item?
No, it's not me. It's my son.
Ooh. Yeah, dob him in.
Yeah, no, he is like Stephen. He's got boots that he wears to soccer.
Mm-hmm.
It was when he was younger, and they were hurting his feet at the end, but he still wanted to wear them. So they were his lucky boots. I bought him a pair of shoes. He said, no, Mum, I'm wearing these.
The lucky one's got to stay. Did he score some goals in those?
Yeah, one season he got 74 goals in.
Oh, you're...
Wow. No wonder you want to keep wearing those boots. You never find form like that again.
Never, never.
All right, let's go to Belmont. Renee, have you got a lucky thing? Oh, she's gone.
She fell. Oh, dropped out. Unlucky.
Oh, well. It is unlucky.
Renee's not our lucky item. Unfortunately, we can't just we can't just tape that call back up.
Nah, we definitely can't. You wake you up with the Novos. It's 5 to 7 here at New FM.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
All right, it's a feel-good Friday, which means we get to play Clickbait Roulette. This is my favourite time of the week. I love this game so much. If you want to play, the magic number is 49674105. And basically what we do here is it's like, essentially it's two truths and a lie. I'm so sick of, you know, how out of hand clickbait titles are getting in the tabloids on my social media. So I'm poking fun at it. I've grabbed two clickbait articles, which I've seen on real news sites throughout the week, and that's a real look. Term and one article I've made up.
Okay.
It is your job to try and decipher and work out which is the fake article. You got to smell out the rat.
I love this.
So, once again, that magic number is 49674105. So simple to play. And if you get involved and you win, you can get yourself $50 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo's. Way better than the meat tray.
A $50 meat voucher. So good. It's rainy today, but this weekend, it's looking like lovely weather. You could have yourself a little barbecue, you know, and this is the chance to do it for free, right?
Absolutely. On us. So, yeah, if you haven't played before, you want to have a bit of fun for Friday, start your weekend. That magic number one more time, 49674105. Try and best me in Clickbait Roulette on the other side of this.
19 for Maitland in the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
Very soon I'm going to get on my soap about anonymous posts on Facebook.
Cowards.
I have things I need to say.
Okay. Things will be said next. Now though.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
God, I love this game. Clickbait Roulette for your feel-good Friday. Two truths and a lie. You've just got to figure out, I guess, which is the fake news article from the three I give you. It's a pretty simple premise, and it's a great prize up for grabs as well. $50 worth of free meat thanks to our friends at Singo. So you can ease the cost of living. Check out the great weekly specials at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. Should we meet the person who I'm trying to deceive today?
Let's do it. It is Tracy in Ellamore Vale stepping up to the plate. Good morning, Trace. How's things?
Good morning. It's great today, especially if I win this meet.
Yeah. I've got my fingers crossed for you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Fingers crossed you can win this. I am quite devious, though, Tracy. So
that's all right, though, because Kath will be your assistant today in helping you figure this out, all right?
Well, that's it. We've enlisted the help of Kath. So it's
you
and Kath.
I'm going to try and help. I sucked at this last time, but we'll give it a go.
That's because I've got my poker face on in studio. But if I do maybe, like, scratch me left ear or something like that, Kath can alert you to the certain signs, Tracy.
A little all tells. Right. Okay. Here we go.
So, yeah, I'm going to read you three articles. You just got to tell me which is the fake one. Article number one for our two competitors, Kath and Tracy. We have Trump compares himself to Nelson Mandela, fantasizes about punching Biden at New Hampshire pop-up. Article number one. Article number two. After the success of her first candle, Gwyneth Paltrow is back with a new candle and a brand new body scent to light up your living room. And article number three. Escape artist tortoise reunited with owner after 3 years on the run. There are three clickbait articles. Oh, pretty wacky this week. I think I've done a pretty good job of getting an eclectic mix of articles together. What are our initial thoughts?
My initial thoughts is they all sound believable. No.
What do you think is definitely true of the three articles? Is there one where you're like, "This is I know this is a fact"?
I'd actually say the turtle. Of all things, I'd say the turtle would be the fact because that would be something.
Yeah. Okay, so let's rule that out then, which leaves you and Kath with a 50-50.
We've essentially got Trump's punch or Gwyneth's smell, isn't it?
Yeah, essentially, yes.
Look, I'll go for Trump. I don't think I'm right, so that's okay. I can go shopping, okay.
You think Trump is a fake story?
Yes, I think Trump's a fake story.
All right, okay. Stephen, it's time for the big reveal.
I can reveal that Unfortunately, you have been fooled. Trump unbelievably did compare himself to Nelson Mandela and fantasize about punching Biden at New Hampshire pop-up.
Sorry,
which is
I wasn't much help there.
No, I actually did think that he fantasized about Mandela, but I didn't think the second part was
the
true.
The punch part
threw me.
Yeah.
My general rule of thumb is if it's a story about Trump, it's probably true.
I'll remember that for the future. It's locked and loaded. I can reveal for those playing at home as well, the fake article was the Gwyneth Paltrow candle.
Oh, really?
Made that up.
I wouldn't have got that. I was thinking the turtle, personally.
It was sounding the most believable.
Oh, there you go. I'm good at this game. There's levels to it. It does mean, though, that the voucher jackpot's to $100 next week, thanks to our friends at Singos, if you want to play Clickbait Roulette. How good?
The UFM.
Hustle 19 from Maitland in the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
I spend a stupid amount of time on Facebook, as you boys well know.
Yeah.
And I've noticed there's a bit of a fluctuation, a bit of a cycle, if you will, where there's a flurry of anonymous posts on the many Facebook groups that I'm in, way too many. And then inevitably there's a crackdown, right? And the admins go, no more anonymous posts.
Yes, they should.
Good voice. I like that. That's very admin-y.
My Facebook admin voice. Over the weekend, there was a number of posts in one of the groups that I quite like, one of the Maitland groups, and sure as the day is long, the next thing that happens is the admins crack down and they're not doing any more admin, anonymous posts. The debate about whether or not there should be anonymous posts is more intense than what actually happens on the anonymous posts.
People, because that's the thing, isn't it? People feel like they have the right to this anonymity. They do not.
It's like this big kind of divide of people that think you should be allowed to post anonymously and people that think that nobody should be allowed to post anonymously and everybody has to be named. Jess, have you got feelings on this one?
I do have feelings on this one. It's annoying and stupid.
What is annoying and stupid?
Being able to post anonymously, like, you're on Facebook, like, you're in the public domain anyway.
Show your face.
It's not very helpful if you don't.
So here's my thing, right?
Okay.
If you are really trying to hide your identity, you don't do an anonymous post. You create a fake account.
What fake accounts do you have?
Oh, I've got about six.
Do you really?
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know that's a breach of the Facebook terms of service, but if you really want to go into somewhere,
seems naughty.
Block your ears up.
You do it under a completely different name, different photo, different everything.
Interesting.
You can engage and nobody will kind of call you on stuff.
But somebody
that's genuinely posting an anonymous post, right? Because the admin of the group can see who posted that, so it's not really anonymous.
Oh, right. I didn't even know that. See?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not an anonymous post. I'm not much of a poster, but I would do... Right.
They're usually asking for something that's slightly embarrassing.
Right.
They're asking for help. Whether it's help with money or help with, or they've got a legal problem or you've got women in DV situations that are needing to, get out. So all those kinds of things. And I, first kind of grappled with this whole issue of anonymous posts when I was running migrant groups, and I was running at about 26, I think we had. So turning on anonymous posts on all of those was actually like quite an arduous kind of admin task, but it allowed people to go, I've got this issue, it's sensitive, and we had people talking more honestly about things like incontinence or sexual issues or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And able to get that level of help. So every time I see one of these debates, right, and I'm kind of like, I go back and look at what started it, and almost usually it's somebody who's using anonymous posts to basically defame a business or, something like that.
Or moan about someone else or a neighbour or something like that.
That's a poor use of it.
And itchy. So if you actually used anonymous posts for things that were legitimate, like they had a legitimate reason for it to be anonymous, I would be fine with that. Mostly I'd like all of the debates about whether or not there should be anonymous posts to stop, because there's going to be anonymous posts.
Get rid of them. I can't believe as well. I'm so shocked that you're so like sneaky and wily, Kat. I didn't realize you got all these fake accounts.
Oh, you were so honest.
Clickbait roulette and tricking me.
Oh, but like my face is here for everyone to see. I am the culprit of the tricking. I'm not trying to hide that.
No fake accounts from you, Stephen.
Wow, I'm so shocked. I learn something new about you every day, Kat, I think. It's a learning journey.
It certainly is. What are we? Education.
educational and entertaining here at UFM.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
One of the things I love about Maitland and always makes me feel good is the beautiful old buildings.
Oh, that is, it is awesome, right?
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And I love it being a Net Zero family, as we are, when they are kept, preserved and reused for something else. So really good news, the DA has been approved for the Maitland Mercury building, gorgeous old building, to be transformed into a luxury 26-room hotel and function centre.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
I know.
Any talk on how many stars it might be? This luxury hotel, or is we've got to wait and find out?
Three?
I don't know.
Two from two, maybe.
Four, could be.
I don't think it'll be a five star.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Do you know if they'll use like any of the old materials in what's going, like in the refurbishment? Like,
well, I know that all of the outside of the building is heritage protected, yeah, but I don't know how much of the inside will be.
Maybe like they could stuff the mattresses with old newspapers or something like that. Reduce, reuse, recycle. That's what we're all about. I love that idea. Oh, well, that's exciting. Do you know, so it'll be, that's just DA approved. Take it's still a while to build. So,
yeah, it's going to take a little while. Yeah.
We'll get more details, I guess, as they progress.
Absolutely.
Fingers crossed it's up there in the star rating, because Newcastle doesn't have enough luxury hotels.
I know,
do they?
We need a lot more for four and five star, particularly five star. There's very little.
That's right. Now, switching gears a little bit up next, because we want to talk about this whole unregistered dirt bike situation, which is, it's wreaking havoc through so many parts of Newcastle and the Hunter. So we'll be chatting more about that in just a few minutes as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. And guys, I wanted to go a little serious here because an issue that's been, I guess, plaguing the whole region is unregistered dirt bikes. Now, I first started seeing like little videos and stuff pop up on social groups and stuff probably, I reckon, 6 months ago is when I reckon I started seeing a few of these. And I didn't really think much about it until a couple of weeks ago when I went to do a delivery at West Wall's End. Now, it's in like the old part of West Wall's End. So at the bottom of the hill, there's like an old railway line that used to be there from like the coal days, I guess, something like that. And like where that is, there's all bush and stuff. Mm. And there's all these like roads that run toward that bush. And I was doing, I think it was like Carrington Street is one of the big ones that goes down towards that bush. I was doing a delivery there, like chest of drawers, dropping it off to someone's house or something. And I opened the door of my van. It's quiet there. The street's there. There's hardly anyone around usually. And I sort of left it open while I was like going around to get the drawers out the back. And these two dirt bike riders came down. One of them chucked a wheelie right down the middle of the street and almost knocked my door off. It was close. Wow. Like, because what, start the wheelie at the top of the street, and it is usually dead quiet street, and I was off to the side, but it was really close to my door, and I remember thinking, like, what are these hooligans? Like, what's going on here?
And your door is the least of concerns when it comes to something like that. Like, someone could get seriously hurt.
I mean, really, really dangerous. I mean, sure, maybe I should have shut the door, but it's such a quiet street there. It's hard, and I was off to the side, to be fair. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday, day before yesterday, I saw in a community, Facebook community group for down near the lake, people had videos of these unregistered dirt bikes, wheelies again. Like, this is such, I think it's become a big issue around the area.
So you're going to have to explain this to me because I haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't happen at Rathlow Park.
Yeah.
But I also haven't seen it in the socials, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you've shown me a couple of posts and stuff. But one of the things that I kind of did when you said you wanted to talk about this, and I went and researched, and we put the post up last night on Facey as well, and we've had people come back with these really two different things. So there's this story from Cessnock, or this kind of belief in Cessnock, that the unregistered bikes are drug runners, whereas everybody else, it seems to be kids doing wheelies and mucking up.
Yeah, well, the anecdotal evidence I've seen is it looks like younger people just messing around.
Okay.
That seems to be most of the stuff I've seen, most of the discourse online as well. And there's a lot of parents concerned that this is being done in areas near schools.
Yeah.
So, like, it's almost become a bit of a gauntlet, the walk to school, when it shouldn't be. That should be a place where, you know, people feel safe. Mm. They feel like there's people who are perhaps driving in a manner that is more unsafe than they should be.
So is there like a place somewhere in Newcastle where kids can go and ride their motorbikes safely?
Well, private property, I guess.
Absolutely. You can ride unregistered bikes on private property as much as you want. That's you're allowed to do that. But down the middle of roads, like wheelies and stuff, I don't know. And I just wanted to throw this out there and see if this is like a bigger problem. 4967-4105, have you seen these unregistered dirt bikes in your area? And what's going on? Is it a problem? Is it ongoing? Or what's the situation?
If you believe what's, you know, being said online, really is an epidemic by the sounds of it. There's lots of people up in arms. I think, like you said, we put up on Facebook, lots of interactions on that post. I mean, people are, it's something that people are not only seeing, but are feeling quite passionate about. So I guess this is your chance to tell us what you've seen, you know, if it's bad in your area.
Yeah, 4967-4105. We've got, of course, the Raging Waters family passes up for grabs, just for everyone who gets involved in the show. But we'd love to, I guess, hear if it's a problem in your area. Call now, 4967-4105. And talking about this, I guess, epidemic of unregistered dirt bikes that are around at the moment, I swear a couple of years ago, didn't see that many, but now they seem to be everywhere. And it's not like I've witnessed it twice personally, once down at the lake and one at West Wall's End. But it seems like there's so many videos popping up that people are seeing around. And I just wanted to find out, I guess, what if Newcastle's seeing it and where, really.
I guess how far it stretches, this problem.
Mm. First to Kim in Windale. Kim, is this happening to you?
Oh, they are everywhere. Around the streets, Windale, Gateshead.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and have you had any, like, near misses or seen any dangerous situations?
Oh, yeah, one actually went underneath a truck the other week, decided to come off the side street, and should it, it was like a give-way street that they were on, and end up slamming underneath a truck.
Wow, that is, I mean, that's terrifying to be even, you know, a witness to that or any of those
Let's
things.
Let's go to Weston. Samantha?
Hey, Samantha.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
What's it like in your area?
Oh, it's really bad. We live on a four-way stop sign here. So they run the gauntlet all the time here with camel packs on their backs. They pop monos at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, screaming through about 6, 7, 8 times a night.
Major issues.
I've seen them near misses, nearly hitting pedestrians, slamming into other cars, but they come up on the nature strip using them like jumps or ramps.
Yeah, that is real dangerous behaviour, isn't it?
Yeah. It seems like it's a bigger problem than we even thought.
All right, well, let's go to Elibana. Paul, is it happening around your area as well? Have you seen it?
Oh, frequently, yeah. It happens all the time. I do. I spend a lot of time on the road, and around Warners Bay I see it frequently. Walls End. And they're just driving dangerously, doing monos, doing all the things that they shouldn't be doing. And I ride a motorbike myself, and I know if I did it, I'd be booked for sure, but they can't seem to catch them because they've got no registration plates, so they're just basically oblivious to it.
Yeah.
There was a fatality around the corner from us a couple of months ago, too. One of the bikes hit a caravan, and that was the end of the pin, so they took them away.
That is just awful, isn't
so
it?
So awful. And that's it. I guess this is what we're trying to prevent.
Yeah.
Because the best way to nip this is to prevent it and try and, I guess, it's for someone with a higher pay grade than us.
Definitely.
But it is becoming a bit of an epidemic. And I guess Newcastle as a whole has to just be aware and vigilant and try and just stay safe on the roads.
Yeah, because when you hear those stories, it just makes you so frightened. Please stay safe, everyone, especially going into the weekend. Waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
I left out a festival for my festival update.
Oh, no.
And it's the most important one because it's Bluey.
Now, Bluey is very popular.
I know. So Bluey is turning 5.
Is he really?
5 years of Bluey. And they're doing a Bluey Fest. And they're going all over the countryside, including coming to Newcastle tomorrow. You can go and get Bluey ice cream.
Oh, that is unreal.
I know.
There'll be a lot of excited young Novocastrians about this. Stephen, what time will you be there?
They'll be able to. They will be able to sling whatever they want for this ice cream. Esther Powell will not be able to compete with however much they charge.
I heard it on the Novos. How much is it, like 19 bucks?
20 bucks a scoop.
Details about when, where, etc. can be found on the ABC Kids Community Facebook page.
Oh, lovely.
They are going a bunch of other places as well, like Foster and Cuff Harbour and what have you. So if you miss out, maybe you can drive to Foster and get yourself an ice cream.
I'll make a weekend of it.
Yeah, good excuse. Exactly right. Hey, speaking of food, up next, you know I love a little bit of gourmet food, right? Mm-hmm. And cost of living, though, is right up there at the moment. I've got some tips on how to get the good gourmet stuff on an absolute budget. And I'll fill you in on how all that works. Your top tips and tricks for that up next here on New FM. Good morning. Now, though, you guys know I'm a bit of a foodie. I love getting out, trying new restaurants, trying new things. Mm-hmm. But, of course, the cost of living is through the roof at the moment. So fancy foods, for a lot of people, are getting the old Edward Scissorhands snip, snip, cut.
Yeah, right? Out of reach. Yeah.
Cut out, right? But I've got some tips here on how to save money and still eat gourmet. Right?
Okay.
The first one is, and this is just a PSA, cost of lamb at the moment is they're slashing it in a lot of places.
Really?
Yep. So, for example, last night, literally, in my local Woolies at Mayfield, at a tray of lamb chops, it was $9. The sausages next to it were $10.
Mm. Wow.
I was like, well, I'll be having the lamb, thanks. So, I guess, like, shops what's seasonal is tip number one.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
Here's my next tip. Now, this is around, because bread is so expensive right now. If you buy any kind of bread, very expensive. But specialist bread is even more costly.
What do you mean specialist bread?
Well, for example, Cafe at Hamilton a couple of weeks ago got a bagel, right? $7.50.
Yeah, extortion.
Very expensive, right? I mean, it was good, whatever. But bagels, as we all know, circles of bread. What you can do is you get some bread rolls for like $1.99 from Aldi, and then you get an egg ring, right? And cut that out, and then you got yourself a bagel. Perfect. Simple as that.
Quite, but okay, carry on.
I can see Kathy's seething at that thought.
At the suggestion that a bread roll is a bagel. No, that's not how it works. Go on.
Just a bread donut, isn't it? That's what a bagel is.
God.
Okay, and then, right, here's saving on saving, right? You take those scraps, gather them up, and then put them into a moon, like, crescent shape. You got croissants right there, done and dusted. You got two, like, the fancy bread products for the price of bread rolls. Absolute bargain. Saving money here. All right, here's another one. We'll move over from food to drink, because drinks are expensive too, right? Fanciest drink out there, everyone knows, champagne.
Right.
Here's a recipe for how to make champagne on the cheap, right? First of all, you get a bit of the old Cotties cordial. Right, home brand will do if Cotties do it, a Spenno at the moment. You do one part cordial, three part like cold soda water, and a little sliver of lemon. I'm telling you, can't tell the difference between that and champagne. Serve it at your party, they'll love it. Right?
What even made you try that to begin with?
I was thinking champagne's too expensive. How do I make it cheaper? I'm basically a food scientist. You can write these ones down. Here's another one, right? Very expensive at the moment are like your protein energy drinks. You guys are both at the gyms, right? Mm-hmm. Cass, you got your PT going on. And you notice when you go into the gym, they've got the little fridge mm-hmm. there, right? Those drinks are so expensive. Mm-hmm. How's this for a very protein-rich drink? When you're boiling up some hot dogs, right, boiling them up. You take them out. Don't throw away the water. You put that in a fancy glass bottle, chill it down. First of all, higher in protein, because all the hot dog essence leaches out into the water.
That would be fat.
Well, protein. It's got protein in it.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Exactly. And it's delicious. Trust me.
I don't trust that it'd be delicious at all.
It's like,
I can think of nothing worse.
It certainly wouldn't be a lot of protein. It would be fat and maybe a bit of salt.
But those protein drinks are like $12. You've saved yourself heaps.
Yeah,
and you
at least
get to eat hot dogs.
They taste like chalky milk or something. They don't taste like bloody hot dog water.
Oh, so fancy over here with all your money buying hot chalky milk. I'm just trying to save it. I'm just helping the everyman. So there you go. You can eat fancy and still be on a budget here in New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? UFM.
So the Wickles, they have a doco out on Amazon Prime. It's called Hot Potato, came out earlier this week, and it has a look at the life and the success of the OG Wiggles, I suppose.
Interesting.
Which, I mean, call me a nostalgia merchant, whatever, the better Wiggles. The supreme Wiggles are the OG Wiggles.
Listen to him.
I'm just wondering how long they workshopped that name.
Hot Potato. Yeah. That would have got what's our most successful song. Yeah, that'll do. Put that in.
Pencil that on quickly.
Now, I haven't seen this yet, the doco on Amazon Prime, like I said, but I've seen a few of the trailers floating about. Mm. And in one such trailer, they revealed that the famous Wake Up Jeff bit was meant to be originally for Anthony falling asleep, right? But they changed it to Jeff to help him feel better.
I'm very uncomfortable, actually, with being in front of an audience, unless I have a role to play.
We couldn't really trust him to say much, so we had to give him an education as the Wiggles evolved.
But the other part to this, which was so powerful, kids love having power over an adult, so we need your help to wake Jeff up.
Anthony said, look, your life is never going to be the same after this, and it never has.
So there you go, a bit of fun from the, I guess, their trailer. What do we think? Wake Up Anthony probably doesn't have the same ring to it, does
say,
it?
Yeah.
Doesn't have the rhythm.
I'm a Wake Up Jeff kid. Grew up on Wake Up Jeff.
Yeah.
I can't even, does anyone know who they're waking up these days on the Wiggles? I couldn't even name the new Wiggles, if I'm honest. I promise you, it doesn't have the same ring as Wake Up Jeff.
No. Just
parents are screaming in their cars at this point at their radio.
They're like, leave the kids alone. Well, has anyone watched it, this doco?
Yeah. No, but I think I'm interested too.
It looks quite intriguing. And there you go, a bit of homework for the weekend. Definitely. I'll set that for
love
you
that.
Too.
Thank you. Thanks.
Because I certainly... Yeah,
I haven't watched the Beckham doco.
Oh, well, you got a lot to do this weekend then.
Busy weekend.
Speaking of telly, the Royals are the latest to fall victim to the wrath of Family Guy, who poked fun at, you know, absolutely everyone. They had that famous beef with Tom Cruise the 2000s. And the show in this latest episode pokes fun of the struggles, that's the old inverted commas, the old 66-99, of Harry and Meghan, you know, and the scene kind of unfolds with them poolside and a waiter bringing them drinks. So here's a bit from the show.
Your millions from Netflix for no one knows what.
Put it with the rest of them.
Babe, time to do our daily $250,000 sponsored Instagram post for Del Taco.
I shouldn't have left the made-up nonsense.
Oh, you got to feel bad for Harry. Don't you? He's living the tough life out there. Now that he's away from all the money, I think he's doing just fine.
Oh, all the millions, put it with the other ones, as they said.
Yeah, exactly. Last bit of news as well, a bit of an update from a story that's been rolling throughout the week. Britney Spears' Woman in Me, her memoir, has become the highest-selling celeb memoir of all time. Now, this is according to Britney herself. Cannot find another source that will confirm this. I've done the research. I've looked through Google.
Yeah.
Cannot find anyone else backing up this claim, but Britney says it's true.
Does that mean she's back on Instagram?
She is back on Instagram, yeah.
Didn't last long, did it?
And she's feeling herself. She's had some pictures by the beach. Britney doing Britney, as per usual.
Stay tuned for more knife dancing.
Yeah, well, who knows? We wouldn't be so lucky.
Damn.
Damn, it feels good to be
the Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
I have like 8 pairs of glasses, and at any given time I can't find maybe 6 of them. But I reached crisis point on Tuesday when I couldn't find any.
Uh-oh.
And were you not wearing any to see any of them?
Yes.
Oh, that's a proper problem.
And I'm short-sighted, right? So everything kind of like where you'd be looking for your glasses is you know, blurry. Anyway, so I found my backup pair.
Oh, that's handy.
And I toddled into Specsavers and I said, I need some new glasses. And they went, okay. You know, and they did like the eye check and stuff. And it turns out I need new glasses anyway because I'm a lot more blind than I used to be.
Oh, no.
And then I get home and literally I start organising my dry cleaning and every single suit pocket had a pair of glasses in them.
So how many did you find in one fell swoop?
Six.
Wow.
That seems like too many glasses for one person.
6 redundant glasses now as well, because you know you need a new prescription.
They're all
what
useless.
What are you doing with them?
Well, the old ones are useful. I could get new lenses set up.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems expensive.
It's a very expensive thing, but I think it's actually a very good reason why I should never wear suits again.
Well, yeah, done. Seems fine.
I can get behind that as well. Uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
You don't really need it in this job because we just talk.
Anyway, up next, a bit of fun for your Feel Good Friday. We're going to look into the future. We're going to warm up the crystal balls, a few predictions Lovely. Among the team, and see what Nui might look like in the future.
I love that. All right, just minutes away here on UFM.
And team, with the news that the high-speed train link between Newcastle and Sydney has been delayed again.
Shocked.
Running through the news yesterday, I mean, Jess might have a better idea. I think the story was basically saying they haven't even started planning yet, which is outrageous. I thought for a Feel Good Friday, we should have a bit of... We'll warm up the crystal balls, clean them up, and have a look at Nui in the future and think about some things that are probably going to occur in Newcastle before this high-speed train link gets completed, because could be a long, long way away. So, I mean, a couple of things I thought of the dome.
Yeah.
Like Newcastle might host an Olympic Games. Awesome. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be cool.
We would have celebrated Shu's 50th birthday by then, I imagine, coming up to 10 years very shortly.
Yep.
And I reckon at that stage, when the high-speed link gets done, the Knights would have celebrated their 15th straight grand final.
Of course.
Would have been a franchise, of course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're looking for. A bit of light-hearted, feel-good Friday nonsense.
Indeed.
Jess, time to let your hair down a little bit. Have you got the crystal ball in the newsroom there?
I do, and my crystal ball says that you, Stephen, will throw out those 10-year-old footy boots before the high-speed rail is built in Newcastle.
I'd take that
so
better.
It's never happening.
It's never happening.
Oh, my God. All right, what other ones do we have around? You got any more, Jess, or is that your top
No, nah, that was okay. it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's one of the best. That's one of the best. All right, what about yourself, Kath?
Well, one that Jess will relate to, too. I reckon that Hexham Bridge will be fixed and it won't be under speed twice a day. These boys are looking at me like, what?
Nah, that seems...
Feels.
I mean, that's... Feels. The look that you're looking at is of shock, because I'm like, surely that couldn't happen, could it?
Maybe. But maybe. I think it'll happen before high-speed rail. The
that
other
seems
thing I
likely.
Think will happen is that we will actually get the supercars back. And it will be a contract that's longer than a year, but it won't be in Newcastle. It'll be either Cessnock or Maitland.
Oh, hell like yeah. I like that.
And I reckon we could get another major university before then. I mean, you know, that only takes about 20 years to do.
No, that's nothing.
Yeah. And let's put that in Maitland too.
Yeah,
everything in Maitland.
Everything in Maitland.
Oh, good friends of the show. We
love them.
We love it out in Maitland.
Indeed, indeed. What about Stephen? Any others that have come to mind in that time? Or you think you're putting it all on what you've got so far?
I reckon they're
what
three
are you
fairly.
On your list?
Oh, okay, so these. that's just me cleaning my crystal ball, getting ready. I reckon, first of all, the Jets, right? They're going to have their own McDonald Jones size stadium.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Home of football, and that can go Maitland.
That can go. Why not?
Yeah, we'll take that.
They're already playing out there a fair bit, right?
Exactly.
Upgrade the facilities. Mm-hmm. Home of football. We need that.
Now, before the high speed rail, I also think, you know, the Lake Macquarie Airport. It's basically like a strip of footpath in the middle of a field. I reckon that's going to be international.
It will not.
High-speed rail. And to wrap things up, I reckon Mayfield charcoal chicken and kebabs on every corner, like 7-Elevens, just popping up everywhere. How do they have two on one street? This is unbelievable. UFM. Time now to award our prize of the day.
Let's do it. Which is very exciting.
Good
Friday.
Exactly. Today, this is, of course, the Raging Waters Sydney Family Pass. Slide into summer fun at Raging Waters City, New South Wales' largest water park, reopens November 4th. And going for free is Tracy from Ellamore Vale. She played clickbait roulette. She didn't win today.
Oh, she was a good sport, though,
but she was a good
she?
Sport. Yeah. Exactly. So congratulations to you, Tracy. You're off to Raging Waters.
Yeah, a bit of a consolation. Well, probably a better prize. Prizes on prizes, isn't it?
It's a great prize.
Better than singers, mate. What are you talking about?
That's true.
We're all good prizes here, and local winners too, only.
Exactly. And if you're at home thinking, oh, damn, I wish it was me, fret not, because there's plenty more chances throughout the day with Newcastle's best music. And right before the party mix tonight, Joel for your live and local drive home has your last chance of the week to get yourself to Raging Waters Sydney. So keep New FM locked, loaded and loud. You want to stay here.
Chef's kiss.
And you want to come back next week, because we have a huge week planned next week, including a special Halloween spooktacular.
Ooh.
On Tuesday. It's going to be huge.
That it is. We'll see you on Monday, guys.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.